The Quorums of the 70 by Elder Earl C. Tingey of the Presidency of the 70, the seventh in a series of articles about priesthood quorums and their purposes. As a Latter-day Saint, you have likely heard general authority and area 70 speak in local or general church meetings, or you may have read articles written by these leaders in the church magazines. But do you understand the manner in which the Quorums of the 70 are organized or the functions 70 serve? First, some brief background. In February 1835, the Prophet Joseph Smith called the first 70s in this dispensation. In the years that followed, the calling of the 70s developed to meet the changing needs of the growing church. In 1975, President Spencer W. Kimball reconstituted the first Quorum of the 70, and the following year, the 21 men who had been called as assistants to the 12 were ordained 70s and made members of the first Quorum. 10 years later, in 1986, the 70s quorums and stakes throughout the church were discontinued, and those serving as 70s returned to elders' quorums or were ordained high priests. 3 years later, in 1989, the second Quorum of the 70 was organized. Members of this quorum served under a 5-year call. Members of the first quorum serve until they reach age 70, at which time they are designated as emeritus members. There may be occasional year-by-year extensions as determined by the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Members of these two quorums of the 70 are general authorities and are given assignments by the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. They serve full-time and may be assigned to supervise the church anywhere in the world. Duties of the 70. Latter-day revelations provide that the 70 are to preach the gospel and to be especial witnesses of Jesus Christ in all the world. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 25. Furthermore, they are to act in the name of the Lord under the direction of the 12 in building up the church and regulating all the affairs of the same in all nations. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 34. The unique and singular calling of the 70 is clearly established in the Revelations. It is the duty of the 12 to call upon the 70 when they need assistance, to fill the several calls for preaching and administering the gospel instead of any others. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 38. The 70 do not receive additional priesthood keys, but with each assignment they receive from the First Presidency or the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, they are delegated authority to accomplish the assignment given. The General Authority 70s meet in regular quorum meetings. Those assigned at church headquarters meet weekly. These quorum meetings may consist of doctrinal and church history instruction and training, and from time to time, counsel from the 12 Apostles and the Presidency of the 70. Additional Quorums of the 70. In 1997, the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles organized the 3rd, 4th, and 5th Quorums of the 70. In 2004, the 6th Quorum of the 70 was organized, and in April 2005, the 7th and 8th Quorums of the 70 were organized. There are currently 195 members of these 6 quorums. Members of these quorums are faithful brethren who live throughout the world. They are called Area 70s, thus distinguishing them from General Authority 70s. Area 70s live at home and serve on a church service basis, much like a bishop or a stake president, for a designated number of years. They receive assignments similar to those received by General Authority 70s, with the exception that they serve in their local areas rather than worldwide. These 6 quorums are organized geographically. The 3rd quorum includes Area 70s located in Europe and Africa. The members of the 4th quorum live in Mexico, Central America, and the northern part of South America. The 5th quorum members are in the western parts of the United States and Canada, and the members of the 6th quorum live in the central, southern, and eastern parts of the United States and Canada, and in the Caribbean. The 7th Quorum members are located in Brazil and the southern areas of South America, and the 8th Quorum members are located in Asia, Australia, New Zealand, Pacific Islands, and the Philippines. Members of these six quorums meet in quorum meetings annually in Salt Lake City during April General Conference, and also annually somewhere in the designated geographical part of the church where they live. The Revelations contain provisions for additional quorums of the 70, until 7 times 70, if the labor in the vineyard of necessity requires it. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 96. The Presidency of the 70. The Presidency of the 70 presides over all members of these quorums of the 70. The Presidency of the 70 consists of 7 members of the first or second quorum of the 70, who are called by the first presidency and are given authority to preside over the 70. To bear record of my name. Following the pattern established in the time of the prophet Joseph Smith, the modern-day quorums of the 70 are instituted for traveling elders to bear record of my name in all the world, wherever mine apostles shall send them to prepare a way before my face. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verse 139. Members of the quorums of the 70 seek to act in their assignments in harmony and unity, and in all righteousness, in holiness and lowliness of heart, meekness and long-suffering, and in faith and virtue and knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 30. See also verse 27. The 70 consider it a great privilege to serve under the direction of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. As a member of the Presidency of the 70, I am grateful for the inspired organization of this church. End of the article, The Quorums of the 70, by Elder Earl C. Tingey of the Presidency of the 70.